Dishing out nearly 4,000 scoops of ice cream this summer has allowed 10 U's to donate nearly $2,000 to Moose Jaw Transition House so it can better support its clients. A group of all-female entrepreneurs comprised of elementary and high school students started a business in late June called The Good Scoop as part of a youth leadership collective initiative, with the goal of, among other things, acquiring business experience. The project featured young women from Vanier, Peacock, Central and King George Elementary. Most girls were in grade 11, while one was in grade 12 and one was in grade 8, while only two had prior work experience. The group included Rose Miko, Ireland Guillaume, Madison Mark Tanner, Kate Hansen, Joyce Hsu, Josie Rogers, Jackson McCauley, Callista McQueen, Mitic Cridland and Mattia Copeland. From July 1 to August 26, the entrepreneurs made $14,588 in revenue, had $5,566 in expenses, worked 868 hours, dished out 3,555 scoops, went through 79 5-gallon pails and served over 1,000 customers. They also received plenty of support from the community, including plants, freezers, lights and counters, along with leadership training and startup funds. After paying out expenses, the women gave 100% of their profits, over 10% of their gross revenues, to the Transition House, MJTH. This totaled $1,716.13, which five of the students presented as a check on October 11 to Executive Director Jen Angus at the nonprofit's new office on High Street West. "That is phenomenal. You guys did such a good job," Angus exclaimed before inquiring about what they thought of the project. The budding businesswomen said it was a good experience, it was fun, they received positive feedback and they enjoyed spending their summer pursuing the initiative. Their most popular flavor was Cecil Caramel Fudge, they ran out of that faster than everything else. It was also interesting working downtown. Sidewalk Days was busy, while they had to call the police a couple of times throughout the summer because of street people. Due to that concern, they had 2 to 3 students working per shift. "It was stressful sometimes, but for the most part, it was good," said McCauley. When asked whether they would continue the business next summer, the group laughed and said probably not, before McCauley replied, "Well, it is a lot of work." Some of the students also participated in the Chamber of Commerce's Chat Cab, where CEO Rob Clark picked them up and drove them around while asking them questions about their business and other topics. The chamber has not yet released that video. Angus then asked the students how they wanted Transition House to use the money. The ladies replied that they wanted the funds to go to the women in the shelter and to any little things, such as toiletries, that could make their day better. "It's crazy. When we give them full bottles of shampoo, or brand new underwear, or new pajamas, they're so grateful," said Tammy McCleary, MJTH's first coordinator. Angus agreed, noting Transition House could also use the money to take the women swimming, to the movies or to fund birthday parties. "This is amazing. Thank you, girls, so much," Angus added. "You did such an amazing thing. I just appreciate you guys so much."